This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. and other leading economic powers at the Group of Seven summit in Germany are pledging to support Ukraine for as long as it takes in its war with Russia. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky worries the West's commitment is waning as the war adds to soaring costs worldwide. G7 leaders meeting in Germany told Zelensky on a video link they remain committed to more financial pressure on Moscow and more military aid for Kyiv. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Zelensky asked for more air defense systems while laying out how he sees the war progressing. In Sullivan's words, Ukraine wants to push the pace,
as opposed to letting things just drag out indefinitely.
A senior French diplomat says Zelensky's goal is to end the war as soon as possible, with Ukraine then in the best possible situation to negotiate with Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Zelensky also met Monday in Kyiv with visiting U.S. Senator James Risch. In a social media post, Zelensky said he and the Idaho Republican, who chairs the U.S. Senate or co-chairs the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, discussed recent Russian strikes on Ukraine, U.S.-Ukrainian defense cooperation, and the tightening of sanctions against Moscow. Meanwhile, reports from Ukraine's east say Russia continues to mount an all-out assault on the last Ukrainian stronghold in the Luhansk region, pouring fire on the city of Lysychansk from the ground and air. Luhansk Governor Serhiy Heyday said Monday that at least 6 civilians were killed and 31 others injured as part of the intense Russian shelling against various cities over the last 24 hours, including Kyiv and major cities in the country's south and east. This is VOA News. Last week's landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling to overturn its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, removing a constitutional right to seek an abortion, is unpopular with a majority of U.S. residents. But does that matter? The short answer is it's complicated. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Polls following the leaked draft of the opinion show approval of the court, which was already suffering, slumped even further, driven by those who supported a constitutional protection for the right to abortion. Public opinion on abortion is nuanced, but polling shows broad support for Roe and abortion rights. 70% of U.S. adults said in a May AP NORC poll that the Supreme Court should not overturn Roe. Only 8% said abortion should be illegal in all cases, but many Americans support some restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport in February for cannabis possession, U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner appeared in a Russian court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial. The hearing, held behind closed doors in the court of a Moscow suburb of Kamiki, was set to address procedural issues for her eventual trial, the date for which has not been announced but is expected soon. Griner was recently ordered to remain in pretrial detention until July 2nd. Griner, who plays for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and is considered in some pools to be the U.S.'s most gifted female athlete, could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russian criminal cases are acquitted, and unlike in the U.S., acquittals can be overturned. In May, the U.S. State Department reclassified her as wrongfully detained and shifted oversight of her case to its special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, effectively the U.S. government's chief negotiator. Griner's detention and trial come at an extraordinarily low point in Moscow-Washington relations. She was arrested at Moscow's Sheremetyevo airport less than a week before Russian troops were sent into Ukraine, which aggravated already high tensions. The United Nations opened its five-day Oceans Conference in Lisbon Monday with an address from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who told the group of delegates in Portugal the world must find ways to help avert the climate crisis affecting oceans. The Secretary General told the audience the world is facing a global ocean emergency, with warming seas causing more and stronger storms, rising sea levels, and pollution, among many other issues. The conference has drawn senior officials and scientists from more than 120 countries, including U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry. Repeating the hour's top story, the U.S. and other leading economic powers at the Group of Seven summit in Germany are pledging to support Ukraine for as long as it takes in its war against Russia. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.